You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome to the Batuta Weekly. Different to the Batuta Talks, because Batuta Talks, we interview a different guest each week, and this one we basically just give you a recap on the biggest headlines from the Batuta Advocate in the week that was.
Probably should be called Batuta Talks, really, because all we do is just talk on this one.
Well, maybe you. I'm trying to get down to business here, but we should do the obligatory. How's your week going, gentlemen?
Pretty good. How's yours?
I'm pretty worn out, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah? What's been going on?
Been flat out like a lizard drinking, mate. A lot going on in the world.
Spare a thought for Errol, obviously. Last weekend, Pink, Townsville. He's been all over the country enjoying it and goes out with a crescendo.
Look, I know what you're getting at here. And look, she is one of the great entertainers of her generation.
Yeah, I didn't know she was still here.
This is her.
Did she go home?
No, this is one of her biggest markets. She comes down here, and this is just going straight into her super.
But this is a cash cow. Like, she's done now.
Townsville might be.
No, Townsville, she would have fucking sold that out too. If she's doing like 4-odd labors, she's selling out Townsville. I just don't understand it. It's the craziest shit in the world. No other artist in America has this market on the other side of the planet that they go to every 3 years and just print cash.
Yeah, well, look, she's a phenomenal talent. And I don't think people like you, I mean, you can go off. Go and see Paul Kelly, like you always do. You know, you and your mates go off, touch each other's dicks at Paul Kelly, and I leave you alone when you do that. And I go and see Pink 4 times, and you're just up me.
I'm happy for you. I'm not happy.
You're not happy for me.
I am. You just want to talk about.
You're not happy for him. You're ridiculing him.
You're putting shit on me. That's what you're doing.
I'm just trying to talk about the good things in your life, Errol Parker. That's it.
It was a bizarre run of shows. Like, you went to 2 shows in.
Elton John went to Bathurst.
You went to 1 show in Melbourne. One in Sydney. One in fucking Newey, and then one in Townsville. Is it just what tickets are available, or
it's just where the promoter was taking it.
How long do you reckon her catapults and all that sort of stuff will last in Townsville? Do you reckon the show will make it on, or they'll just all get stolen and pinched before she gets out on stage?
Oh, you're crying. Yeah. Mate. That's one thing that...
It's a beat up.
One thing we need more of in the youth crime and justice sector is 55-year-old women who like Pink. See, yeah. You know, youth crime does not exist around those kind of women. We need them in the juvies. We need them in the fucking courthouse. We need them in the police force because they don't take any nonsense. Because they're not a rock star.
Don't you get Wendell started on the police force.
No, we're not doing it this week.
Speaking of justice and crime, what's the first story this week?
Well, the headline reads, "Why is drug use increasing? Ask Nation where schooners cost $11.
Yes, if you're lucky, that is. The Nation has been left scratching its head this week after some confusing and totally unforeseeable news. If you missed it, the National Wastewater Drug Monitoring Program, which, you know, exists because of course it has to, reports that Australians are doing more drugs than ever, with notable increases in MDMA consumption seen in the majority of the states. Greenslanders, of course, coming up on top with cannabis use, free the herb. And the states filled with the richest fuckwits in Australia was first for cocaine, surprisingly. New South Wales consuming almost as much cocaine as the rest of the country.
Well, judging by combined. Michael Clark's new look, I think he's probably responsible for it all, really.
Yeah, well, that's defamatory comments there.
Well, look, of course there are plenty of questions to be asked about the worsening mental health and societal inequality across the nation, but for many, it seems also a case of pingers and cannabis making for a much cheaper alternative than getting on the beers all night, particularly giving some bars and pubs are charging 11 Australian pesos for 1 glass of lager.
$8 happy hour special down the road from me.
Yeah, I mean, that once upon a time, that would have been laughable, but right now it's fucking, you know, that's good value.
Of course, there are a lot of obligatory comments from Southerners and Westerners about kiddie beers and schooners and, you know, actual pints are up to $15 or $17.
Well, they don't know how to make mead, and that's how I've been getting through.
That's how you've been getting your buzz.
I have been enjoying a cold, refreshing glass of mead, which you can make with honey and few bags of barley and some honey, some yeast.
Well, remember when my house burnt down and I had to go to jail because of it? that was what was going off in the Woodford jail. Mead was, it's very easy to make in a prison cell.
Do they drink them out of like cow's hooves and stuff as well there?
Or? I got my yeast from, so my neighbor had strep throat about 4 weeks ago, and I had him come over and spit in the mash tun, which kickstarted the fermentation process with the, essentially the yeast infection in the back of his throat.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Heading all the way down south now, and a heat wave has forced Tasmanians to send their most intrepid son to the mainland in search of the fabled pedestal fan.
Yes, they're not talking about Richard Flanagan this time, because as Tasmania's nighttime temperatures soared to the unprecedented heights of 24 degrees Celsius this past weekend, the usually brisk island state of Tasmania has taken a drastic measure to combat the scorching heat.
Yes, after exhausting all other known techniques for temperature regulation, the Tasmanians dispatched one of their most resourceful sons on a dangerous quest to the mainland in search of the elusive and mythical fan technology. Hailing from the humble seaside village of Strawn. Young Tasmanian Ferdinand Proudfoot was sent north by the High Chief of Tasmanians, Jeremy Rockliffe, to find this incredible and mythological and fabled spinning wheel of cool air.
Yes. The results of Proudfoot's quest are still unknown, but the High Chief has promised the Batuta Advocate that a pigeon will bring news of that great tale to our newsroom as soon as they hear of it down at the Hobart Keep.
True. I just hope when they introduce fans, it's less damaging as when they introduced...
Anything from you, Clancy, on that one?
Beep that, and yeah, we can let the listeners think about what depraved comment was just made.
Mm. Some music news now, and it's been confirmed that this Fred Again bloke is seemingly touring Australia for months on end.
Yes, for those not in the know, Fred Again, or simply just Fred, is a Grammy-winning English record producer, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, DJ, who seems to have a vice-like grip on young urban professionals who have turned out to see their Bob Dylan in droves.
And with the underground show after underground show plastered all over social media by people blah 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 who think they have the coolest taste in music, it's been confirmed that it feels like this London toff has been down here T-Rexing his drum machine for a couple of months.
Yeah, that's right. It's unknown if Fred Again will ever leave Australia, but judging by the repeated ticket sales numbers, probably doesn't need to rush home. Young Effie Bateman, I believe, she's down to Sydney to see one of these underground shows at a giant arena sponsored by a phone company.
You'd call it the yuppie pink, really.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And like Errol Parker, there are plenty of people going all over the country just to catch a glimpse of genius.
No, but the difference is Fred Again as popular in his home country as he is here? Because that's the pink model, right?
No, he's quite popular.
Okay, so it's not a pink parallel.
Over there, in all those rave rooms and shit.
Good Charlotte had a good run down here. Arj Barker. These are people whose fame in Australia dwarfs their current
fame. Arj Barker's been living here for 40 years, Clancy.
I know, but
that's what they say.
He's American.
International touring act, Arj Barker. Yeah, Arj from Coffs Harbour.
Mm. Good Charlotte would have been huge in Japan. Good trick. Right?
Lifestyles of the rich and the famous.
Judging talent shows.
Finishing up with some movie news, and a film about men destroying the earth has outperformed a movie about women being nice.
Yes, in some conventional news, Oppenheimer has completely dominated the Oscars this year, beating movies about women being nice to each other and learning the power of sisterhood, brackets Barbie, or a movie about a girl's eye-opening journey into becoming a woman, that's Poor Things, and a true story about white men murdering Native Americans in their oil-rich land, Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's right, snapping up 7 Oscars, the awards night added insult to injury by occurring just days after International Women's Day, and proves that even though movies depicting the shared female experience are nice, you just can't beat 3 hours of destructive men pouring their heart and soul into creating a nuclear weapon of unprecedented power that forever changes the course of history.
Yeah, look, Barbie is such an International Women's Day movie, isn't it? It's like a corporate exercise with a tinge of kind of Becky.
Were there cupcakes in Barbie?
Probably. You know, it's the same model. I'm not going to say. It's like such exclusive empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Usually led by major brands like Mattel or Deloitte. Anyway, we can talk about that for hours, but that's the end of it this week. Thank you for listening to the weekly Batuta Bulletin. We love you.
Goodbye.
Wagwan.
Let me read it.
Fuck this fucking paragraph.
No, let me read it.